The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We are celebrating National School Choice Week this week. We've had a lot of conversations about school choice this week, and so we are excited to have the opportunity with our partnership with the Lutheran Elementary School Association. We're establishing a scholarship to help area kids access a Lutheran education. And if we get to our $15,000 mark tomorrow, we're going to get a $10,000 match on it, which is the really exciting. That's why the $15,000 mark, I said this before, I'm going to repeat it for people who are just tuning in at their convenience, but I think the initial number they gave us was a $5,000 scholarship. That's what they, or $5,000 towards a scholarship that we could build upon. And I was like, gosh, I think we can do more than that. And so they said, well, if you can get to $15,000, we can get a $10,000 match. And I was like, well, let's try for that. And the last number that I had that I mentioned a little bit earlier in the show is we're at like 92, maybe 9,300. We're trying to do 20% every day. So that would mean today we would need to get to $12,000. I don't know if that's going to happen today with the ultimate goal being 15, but it'd be great if we could get over 10.
Yeah, and 15 is important because Annie agreed wholeheartedly in the 1 o'clock hour that if we got to 15, no matter when it was,
that you would wear lipstick,
that I could cut her hair however I want.
I didn't agree to that.
Yeah,
I have no memory
of
that.
I thought it was extremely generous of you to say during the break that you were the one that was going to be matching it and putting it in all of that money.
No, my generosity actually comes from being able to put my time into being a hairdresser for 5 minutes.
Oh, so is there any preparation?
You're
going
to spend
that?
5 minutes?
So you're, yeah. Wait.
A, I didn't agree to this. B, if I agreed to it, you would spend 5 minutes giving me a haircut?
5 whole minutes. And you could start the clock and I would go the whole time. At the end of it, you would have something that I would refer to as a flat top.
What? Did not agree to that.
Yeah. Well, we can roll the tape and find it because it is there.
You can listen to the podcast in the Odyssey app, AUDACY. And you can also go to AnnieFryShow.com/podcast and hear. I did not agree to that.
But you are now.
No.
It seems to me like you're really open to the idea, though.
I'm just trying to picture what a flat top would even look like on
it. It would be high. Like, it's not like a short flat top. It would be way up.
How much
like
hairspray?
Vanilla ice?
Yeah, like vanilla ice. Exactly. And you can wear the vanilla ice coat and shirt and whatever you want. It doesn't matter to me.
Ooh.
It's to me, it's the hair. And that's what we're going to do.
I did not agree to that.
Even if it's not that exact thing, I'll cut your hair.
I don't. I don't.
That.
I didn't, and I don't appreciate how generous you're portraying yourself, as if you're providing me some service that's really going to help me.
Let's do the one where you just shave it on the side. That's real popular right now, and it's long on top. Is that called a faux hawk, or is no?
No,
no. There's a name for that, but I think that would look cool.
Bad.
It's really
the
in right now
bad.
Too. It's really in. No, look.
Oh, yeah, let me go to you for the trends. What are the kids saying these days?
I guarantee you at some point in the last 5 years, I've done a Wiggins America on
Ohio
fashion.
Ryan, your hair is kind of the opposite of that, of the long on the top and
this
short
is
on the
not,
sides.
And look,
yeah, his hair is on the side, not on the top.
Annie could cut mine. I don't even care.
Both of them.
Yeah, Annie could cut mine, I'll cut hers.
Annie,
that seems
does
like
that
a fair
sweeten
deal.
This deal anymore?
Yeah.
I actually wouldn't mind that because you can trim up around the ears.
What if it includes the beard?
Ooh, I don't know. I'd have to think about
that. Could you like
that.
Do some designs in the beard
some
or something?
Bolts.
I don't know if I could physically do the designs. I'd be willing to try.
Do you think that he is realistically able to cut your hair and it look nice?
No.
Okay, so this matches up perfectly then.
At least try to make it
deals.
Look like whatever you're going for. Like if it's your like, oh, I'm going
to
give
you. Me to you or you to me?
If you're going to carve a Mario mushroom into my beard or something.
This is the weirdest thing to think of.
Yeah, why did that
why
come to
why is that
mind?
Sitting at the front of your brain?
Well, I don't want to just get a star. You know, hey, look, in my beard.
I don't want a star. I'd rather have a mushroom.
I'm on the radio, and the host carved a star into my beard.
The radio star. You could be the radio star.
Ooh, yeah. We could be like, video killed me.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is going to be great because I'm going to cut Annie's hair.
I didn't agree to that.
Well,
you said flat top.
You kind of did.
You said flat top.
I'm suggesting flat top. The haircut thing is a done deal.
You think it is not a done deal.
What type it is what is up for question.
What language was used to make you think that Annie agreed to this?
What kind of donation would it take to get Annie to agree to this?
That's a better question than Ethan's. Ethan's question, by comparison,
is there a dollar amount
bad.
Here?
I'm trying to get so the juices flowing in Ryan Williams' brain.
We've agreed on terms, now it's just a matter of price.
I would say right now...
No, I'm not asking you.
Oh, okay.
Annie?
What's the question?
The gears are turning.
I'm getting shorter here. I can feel myself sinking into my seat.
Is there a dollar amount for a donation that would allow you, or you would allow Ryan... to cut your hair?
This is the threshold we're on, and now you have to answer the question.
For the record, I did not agree to this before Brad asked me this question.
Strictly hypothetical.
Ethan asked his question first, and I didn't agree. Ryan is full of crap.
I was told it was a bad question.
Ryan is, by Ryan. He doesn't even pay attention. I did not agree to this. To Ethan's question. So when Ethan asks Ryan, what did I say? I didn't say anything that agreed to it. And Brad, I would say if we met our goal at $15,000, I'd let him cut my hair.
Wow.
See? You just heard
but
that.
But it has to be by tomorrow
at
3.
You just heard that.
And you have to promise me that you're not going to try to ruin my life. You're going to have a scissors to my hair.
That kind of sours the deal a little bit.
Wow. No, it doesn't.
No, and look, ruin your life is in the eye of the beholder.
Because, I am said beholder.
She is the beholder.
Yeah, in my mind's eye, you have a flat top.
Would you? Well, see, it's hard to commit.
A big flat top. And you could.
I wish there were more women in this room.
You could run into walls with it and it wouldn't even hurt you. That's how much hairspray.
Tim?
Or you can make it pointy.
Tim Walls.
Watching her leave the studio with that hairspray. Uh-huh. Have to duck on out of there.
What would be really weird is if I did all that and she walked out and ran into Tim Walls. Like, what are the chances?
What do the people think?
I don't know. Mad Scientist says, shave your head.
No. No. Me, shave your head.
You. Yeah, that sounds rude. I wouldn't do that. You know what I would do, though? You ever seen Pippi Longstockings?
God, yes, she has hair, for the record. It's not flat top.
That would be fun to do.
It's just braids.
Yeah, but they stick out. They stick out in a way. There we go. Or we can do Vanilla Ice. Who just pulled up Vanilla Ice? Thank you, Ethan.
Like
look at the
coat.
Patriotism of the coat. Wear that coat.
Little fun fact in the Annie Fry Show, Vanilla Ice follows Annie Fry Show on X.
Yep.
Oh, we could really make this into something.
Just imagine he's scrolling right now. Seizure live.
Kate says, Annie, don't do it.
Kate, look at that hair.
It's
Lauren wants to know if we take credit cards. Well, yes we do.
Yes,
go
we
to
do.
LisaSTL.org/Annie. I wonder if I stall, if we can get 15 real quick before 220 and I don't have to commit. It doesn't count.
You would look just like, after my 5 minutes,
I don't
look
want
just
to
like
look
vanilla
like
ice.
Vanilla Ice. That's not a
because I've got a shirt that's similar to that coat, plus you wear a cross necklace already. You'd look identical. All you'd have to do is look a little serious like he is in that picture. And look kind of off. Is that on Saturday Night Live?
What about the eyebrow?
He has a really strong, like,
you're gonna shave the eyebrow
large
too.
Neck.
Yeah, dude was ripped. He's kind of a big guy. I'm just saying, there are a lot of ways we could go with this. And it's all for such a good cause. Are you kidding me? So I'm glad to hear that you have agreed at least to the haircut
part. I didn't.
Yes,
didn't,
you did. You said it was $15,000 by 3
no,
o'clock
no, no,
tomorrow.
No, no, no.
JB says, Annie, Ryan is a con.
That was just the price, hypothetically.
Oh, she did. That was
that
just
was not
a
an agreement. That's the hypothetical.
So the hypothetical matches our actual goal.
Lauren says, what does Ryan look like without the beard? What if you shave your beard and I let you cut my hair? But you have to be... You can't cut it a lot. You could trim.
Your hair? Or my beard.
Yes.
You have to cut all the beard.
You have to shave your beard.
What?
You can. I will let you choose to leave just the mustache. If you
Ooh.
Want.
Now we're talking.
That's super
like
in
this.
Right now.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Can you leave the sides too?
We're not shaving eyebrows, Kenny. Stop that.
No, I'm not shaving eyebrows. Ooh, man. Well, if you'll agree to the haircut, then I'll agree to shaving everything but the mustache. I'll do it.
So,
this is amazing.
So, Annie,
it has to be $15,000 by the end of the show tomorrow.
Yeah, by 3.
I don't think it's going to happen, so I will agree.
So let's just make sure we know what we're agreeing. Let's make sure we know what we're agreeing to here. Annie is agreeing to have Ryan trim her hair.
Yes. And buy lunch.
And
and by trim, we mean no more than...
What, an inch?
He can take an inch off my hair.
An inch. And then...
Can I take it off the top?
No.
What about that inch between your scalp?
Yeah.
Like an inch from your scalp,
can
and
I
then you can have the
inch.
Rest.
Yeah. No? Okay.
And then,
okay, and then this is the other... I want to add a caveat.
Oh, okay.
First finish yours.
Oh, and then you get to shave Ryan Wiggins' beard and leave only the mustache.
I will let him shave his beard, but the beard has to be shaved. I don't want to shave him.
I don't want to shave myself.
Bet you didn't have that on your bingo card.
How's that make you feel, Ryan?
I actually need a haircut, so...
I don't want to shave him.
If you wouldn't mind just doing that for me, it'd save me $10.
I don't know. I don't really want to touch you.
What's the caveat?
Tomorrow's poll we'll put up, if we get to the goal, should Annie let Ryan cut her hair? And if it's one vote more, yes. So the people have to vote in the poll, yes, and we have to get to 15,000. Because there are people saying right now that I shouldn't do it.
So you're saying getting to 15 grand is the first goal, and then the people's approval.
If we don't meet our goal, it doesn't matter.
Sure.
What is it that... What is it that Elon says? Vox populi?
Populi, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how that is associated with this.
Well, if we need Latin, and it was always Brad who knows the Latin,
yeah.
And
yeah.
The Hebrew and the Greek
and all
of that.
The voice of the people is the voice of God.
So I think we should make it so that we allow, if the people think it's a bad idea and they want to bail me out, maybe they can bail us out. But we'd have to get to 15,000. And then if we have, it's majority rules on the poll tomorrow. If we get to our goal of $15,000 at lisastl.org/Annie, you can trim my hair and you have to shave your beard.
Extra caveat, no lipstick then. Shave beard, yes.
Lipstick
no
on,
lipstick.
I don't want you
lipstick's
to touch my
gone.
Lipstick anyway.
Good.
Do we have a deal?
We have a deal.
We have a deal.
We have to get right. to 15,000, so.
The terms are acceptable.
I don't know that.
It seems as if it's going to be a tough climb.
We are at like 9,500 right now. I don't have an exact number. Info Dude says, I don't think that's a good idea. We'll show up tomorrow and vote against it. If you
Yeah, vote against
you.
It.
Yes.
Because if we hit the goal and you all vote against it, we've all won.
And I'm just telling him he can just trim it. He can just trim it.
Uh-huh.
And you're agreeing.
But I can trim it with hedge trimmers.
No, you... I will.
Not
I will provide the scissors.
Fine.
Ryan, a win's a win.
And
I know, I'll take it.
You're agreeing
yeah.
an inch off the bottom of my hair.
Okay.
That's on my head.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes. I'm agreeing.
And I'm going to say you have to shave your beard, but you have to do it.
Captain Planet says, make Annie's hair look like Hillary Clinton.
I agree.
Rude.
Yep. And give me the Rachel.
Russell, you can have what you cut off of my hair and just do what Ethan did yesterday and scotch tape some of it up there.
Now that's crossing. Now, people are like, me and Ryan's kind of a weird guy. They'd look for an example. Yep. They say, oh, he just says kind of weird things. They'd always point to, well, he cut off Annie's hair and then pasted it onto his face.
Nobody talk about dog food anymore.
Hey, yeah, well, that's true.
Ethan, will you notify your mother?
Yes.
That I might have to, you know, pay extra for an emergency.
Book an appointment. Let's just
hair.
Get it done now.
All right. I mean, y'all know the drill. None of this happens if we don't get to $15,000. And I will do that for the children.
Mm-hmm.
Not for you, Ryan. It's
What's
for the
amazing
kids.
Is that some kid somewhere is going to be like, I got to go to a Lutheran school, and it really changed my faith walk with Christ because this radio show decided to cut each other's hair.
Shave a mustache.
You see that guy's beard? That's why I'm here in sixth grade.
That's how
about
Jesus got to me. Yeah. Hey, I don't care. I'm not mad about that. Not at all. All right. You have to go to Lisa. I mean, seriously, if you were thinking about donating and you want to see this happen, maybe this is where you donate your $5. We can make it with small donations, just like the Republican Party did in getting Donald Trump back. It's not the same.
And we won't keep texting you.
You know all those fake toll road things? Those are actually just fake links to It's not true.
That's the greatest scam of all time.
Lisa, LESASTL.org/Annie. We've had kind of a slow day because we have not promoted it as much as we traditionally do. A lot of news. LESASTL.org/Annie. Libby comments, come on, Annie. People shave their head for cancer. That's right. I have somebody who, a friend of mine, a classmate, who does the St. Baldrick's thing every year, and she's amazing at it, and I'm so impressed by it. I can let Ryan shave his beard. And trim my hair if we get to this goal. Lisa with an E, STL.org/Annie. If you got $5 or $10 to spare, leave a comment. We'll read your comments as well on the air from people who make donations. Quick break. Annie, are you okay? Annie is unsure about this right now, but we'll get Trish in here for Annie.
I can't believe this worked. I can't believe that worked.
Did you plan all that out?
Yes.
Absolutely not. All right. Trisha, we come back. Well, I'm not one to break promises either, and I think I was just entrapped by Ryan Wiggins.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it was illegal, but it's still going to happen.
But it's binding.
Yeah.
Are you prepared? Have you ever cut someone's hair before?
Nope.
Like a woman's hair? No experience?
Nope. Never done it. Don't have any desire to do it, except the reason I want to do it is because I haven't done it.
I think I'm going to give you a piece of paper and show me, like, cut an inch off the bottom of this piece of paper.
Just so you know that I know what an inch is.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't you dare. I don't even, yeah, you're right. You know what, you're right.
And
I will need practice.
Before it even got started.
I will need to find out because I don't know. I have no idea.
I saw that coming from a mile away. I was like, she's going to say
gone.
It, Ryan's going to say it, then be like, oh.
I don't know.
She's not coming back from that, folks.
I don't know. You know what you could do, Annie? On the live stream, pull up a video.
I'm done.
And just let people see, like, what it is.
Is she gone?
Yeah, she's gone.
I made a choice.
Yeah, you
did. It was the right one.
No.
You.
I don't think you've made a good choice in this hour.
It's not wrong.
I mean, I'm telling you ahead of time, that was a bad choice to let me do this. But we will do it.
Just an inch.
If it happens on the air, then it's
one
real.
One single inch. Let's see if Ryan knows what that looks like.
Yeah. Do you even know what an inch is? Can you practice on this paper? I do. I think
There's
I know.
So many funny things to say that I can. We're all thinking it. We should have an
I like that the premise of that, like, innuendo aside, was, do you understand a unit of measurement that's super common?
That is what's funny about that.
Like what? What? I only use metric. I had no idea what an inch was until now. I'm like, oh my gosh.
I think Annie left.
It's incredible. What is this American system of measurements?
You use metric. You get more numbers, bigger numbers. It's fine.
Yeah.
Bigger numbers is what you want.
I thought I was agreeing to cut off a kilometer. just let her have a moment and see how long it takes.
Lisa, this is the easiest Annie. Are you okay?
Lisa, LESASTL.org/Annie. If
she's just playing the old hits now,
willing to find out with me how big Ryan believes in it.
Way to tie in.
You know what? Yeah, you know what? You're giving me license now to be like, oh, I thought that's what an inch was. Cutting it up like above your ears.
This is the second time I've had to cover my face.
You know what I'm going to give you? You ever seen John and Kate plus 8? The Kate. That's what you're going to get.
False. And you people funny. Have to donate to $15,000 by 3 p.m. tomorrow. I think we're good. I think we're inching towards...
Ryan style
inching
or,
towards, like,
or
again,
average.
Like the, even when you say it, I'm like, I don't even know what that means. Does that mean we're moving forward?
Huge.
Fast
just
or
massive.
Slow? I don't know.
Yeah, massive. It's making leaps and bounds.
I really don't know. I'll practice. ahead of time.
You ready, Brad?
Yeah.
And now it's time to play Is Annie Okay With This?
Man who ate only cheese, beef, and sticks of butter for 8 months suffers right? shocking side effect.
Right? I can already tell you how the story ends.
Hmm.
Yeah.
A 40-year-old Florida man arrived at a Tampa hospital with a yellowish ooze emanating from his palms, elbows, and the soles of his feet.
Again, I could have told you.
He told doctors that he had adopted a carnivore diet for the past 8 months and explained his daily intake of food consisted of full sticks of butter, 6 to 9 pounds of cheese, and hamburger patties. The diet is gaining popularity in fitness circles.
Wait a minute, wait a minute.
That is not the carnivore
diet. Wait. How does the cheese and the butter were oozing out of his hands?
I'll explain.
Okay.
Hang tight. The diet is gaining popularity in fitness circles. People claim that the pure protein lifestyle helps shed weight and improve cognitive function.
I'm sure that's
true. According to this article and according to this guy. Apparently, the diet caused an outrageously high total cholesterol level, leading to a condition where excess lipids ooze from blood vessels and form localized lipid deposits.
Mm,
Ryan.
Excess lipids.
Excess.
Oh.
That's what they always say. You got to watch on the carnivore diet. For your lipids. If your lipids are too high, they say go ahead and eat a couple of asparagus.
Yeah, no veggies in this diet.
That is wild.
Annie, are you okay with eating sticks of butter? I don't know.
No.
I don't really.
Does it
I don't
look
have
like I'm okay with eating sticks of butter?
After hearing that story especially.
Shocking enough.
Yeah.
Annie, you look like someone who eats sticks of butter.
How often are you eating full sticks of butter? And can you defend it?
Would you do it if we got to the goal today? I'll cut your hair while you eat the full stick of butter.
I will draw the line right there. I'd let you shave my head before I eat a full stick of butter. I can't eat butter plain. Some people can eat plain butter.
I used to as
a kid. Can you eat plain butter?
No.
Really?
Not really. I don't know that I've tried.
I don't think
it's appealing.
I think it's a more common thing for people to be able to just eat. I don't think that they eat sticks of butter, but if they're making stuff or whatever, they might just eat the butter.
I can eat just cheese all day.
Mm-hmm.
Me too.
Just hamburger,
mm-hmm.
but not just butter.
No, I'm
How
not.
How are you
going
to get your
solo
lipids
butter?
Up to a level where they ooze?
Right, you got to keep a port on at all times and check your lipids as you eat.
We're done. Next one.
City employee injured after a reported toilet explosion.
Good thing we moved to this one.
Gifts keep on giving here. A City of Pittsburgh employee was hurt after a plumbing fixture failed, causing a toilet explosion. A plumber interviewed for this story said it isn't out of the ordinary for a toilet to, quote, explode.
Yes, it is out of the ordinary. It is out of anything that is
Apparently,
ordinary.
If you work for the city.
For the toilet. Government toilets just exploding. Like, you know, that happens. That's not uncommon.
It's just like that sometimes.
You know, we need more funding. For less exploding toilets.
That's the old American standard from the 1950s.
It's not unusual. Give me a break. Go on.
Well, it rarely happens in residential buildings, but it's more common in commercial buildings, according to this guy.
Actually.
Because the toilets work off pressure from an incoming line, not a tank in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up, Ryan. You don't know.
Tank in the back.
Ryan's like, yeah, that's definitely how it works.
Thankfully, the employee was able to walk to an ambulance for treatment and is currently fine, just recovering from minor non-life-threatening injuries. Annie, are you okay with knowing toilets can explode?
So this guy was sitting on it?
Uh-huh.
Sitting on it, okay.
Guy or gal, the anonymity was key here. They didn't want to embarrass him.
I think he'd probably be able to tell.
Define explode. Did the sewage just shoot him up in the air? Or did the toilet
like
actually blow up?
He was sitting up on the top of a fountain of water for like 35 seconds.
And he was still
reading
the newspaper. He's like, what's going on?
And then he looks down
high.
And he's like, whoa!
Auga.
Yoo-hoo. Yoo-hoo, Mr. Poo Sitter. I don't know.
The city government guy walks in and he's like, oh, yeah, that's a classic case right now.
Happens all the time.
You
got three union guys standing around trying to classify the ordinary nature of the thing.
We got to get some paperwork before we deal with that. Maybe
you
we can get him down
right
first.
There, sir.
Yeah, you stay right there. How does he even have a newspaper?
Everyone's saying that sounds like your bidet.
The bidet is a cleaning agent.
It's not the way you made it sound the first time you talked about it. Skyline chili flavored ice cream.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Two Ohio favorites. Ohio-based ice cream brand Grater Ice Cream announced that its newest flavor, Skyline Spice, is a collaboration with Cincinnati Skyline Chili. This wacky yet wonderful creation combines Grater's handcrafted French pot ice cream with oyster crackers and Skyline's signature chili spice mix.
I could see oyster crackers not being offensive on vanilla ice cream.
Oh, yeah, kind of wafery.
It's like
salt,
French fries and Frosties
pretzel,
or something like that.
Like
yeah,
pretzel thing.
Wouldn't be my go-to salty, crunchy thing, but...
According to the press release, the flavor is sweet, savory, and unlike anything ice cream or chili lovers have ever tasted before. Immediately after they put this press release out, Vice President J.D. Vance tweeted, "President Trump and I will stop this."
Perfect. Spoken like an Ohioan.
Immediately after that.
Can you imagine Kamala Harris sending out a tweet that's funny like that?
Let me try real quick.
The answer is no. You cannot.
He's trying to imagine it.
He's going to hurt himself.
Oh, I don't think I can. I tried. I keep thinking about the fountain.
The awareness of what real people are doing and talking about that this administration isn't detached from, where everything is so prepackaged and probably insulated from the people themselves, the president and the vice president themselves, some of the things that they put out there on social media. I mean, I don't love everything, but I don't hate it nearly as much as other people do. But just to know that they're out there with senses of humor, that they are real people, aware of real people things, is refreshing.
Are you okay with chili ice cream?
No.
I went to Skyline Chili for the first time last year.
I did too.
Did you?
Yeah.
What did you think?
I thought Mark Cox overhyped it.
I did too.
Yeah. Well, Mark Cox has been an Ohioan.
Yes. He loves this chili. Buys it frozen, eats it all the time.
Yeah. I've had Skyline Chili and it is not anything to write home about. I would prefer my husband's chili over that all of the time. And to me, it's like, recently, I think Jimmy Kimmel had John Hamm and then Jason Tatum both on his show because I saw this through Emo's, I think, retweeted it. But they talked about Emo's Pizza. And Jimmy Kimmel was just trouncing over Emo's Pizza. And John Hamm was like, it's the best pizza ever. And when they were describing what Emo's Pizza is, they were both kind of describing it accurately, but you just think it's good.
Very different points of view. Was it David Portnoy who came here and said some crummy stuff about Emo's, and then we decided we hate Barstool after that?
For a while.
He did not. His review of Emo's is very funny and interesting because you would expect it. People don't come here like Emo's Pizza is. It's like eating a McDonald's cheeseburger. When you're like, I really want a great cheeseburger, you don't go to McDonald's to get it. Cheeseburger, but you might want a McDonald's cheeseburger. It's
very
like its
specific
own thing that has this very small intersection with the food group that it comes from, but it's a different thing. It's a different experience.
That's true.
Emo's Pizza is the same
really good
to pizza as that kind of
analogy. There'll be times where we'll say, oh, you want to get pizza? And my wife's like, no, but let's get Emo's.
Yeah.
And she will say that without thinking you know what you're saying.
And you're still
right?
ordering pizza from Emo's.
Yes, exactly.
Because it's a special kind of thing, and you like it. I love Emo's pizza. To me, the secret is, like, whatever topping you get is just to order extra cheese. But if you get extra cheese and pepperoni, which is what my kids generally eat, it's fantastic. But it's not like, do we want Emo's pizza or Papa John's? We love going to Joe's Pizza. They have deep dish pizza in several places around on the east side. They might be I don't know if they're in Missouri, but they're great too. Like if you want a deep dish Chicago style pizza, Joe's has got great pizza. But when you go to Emo's, it's because you wanted Emo's. And when you see people like outside of that discussing Emo's specifically, they're discussing it in the context of pizza. And I'm always like, but that's not the thing here. I don't know if Skyline Chili is the same thing in Ohio. Like if they would qualify it that. I don't like Skyline Chili. It's not the kind of chili that I want to have.
I know it's not around here as much, but whenever we're like in the summer, especially kids, you want to go get ice cream. Sometimes you're like, no, I want Skyline Chili. That's kind of what you're saying, right?
All right.
That's pretty much all the good stuff I got.
That's it?
That's fine.
We can talk about other stuff. I mean, I've got a story about somebody walking a suspension line between hot air balloons.
Ew.
I know.
No. Yeah. I don't need to know.
It kind of goes downhill more so than it did.
Mm. Well, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about our favorite shirts. How's
okay.
that?
Sounds
that
good.
Is our spirit day item for the day. We're wearing our favorite shirts. And I'm here to say that Ethan told me that I'm not even wearing a shirt. I can explain more on the other side. If you want to donate to our Lutheran Elementary School Association fundraiser cause, we've got about $5,000, a little over $5,000 left that we need to raise. We are inching our way towards $10,000 total. Please consider giving to this. LESASTL.org/Annie. Ryan and I have, I guess, made a wager of some kind with you. If you get there, we'll discuss that again when we come back. Don't go away. Okay, we are approaching the $10,000 mark. I have an actual definitive number on the scholarship, and getting to that five-digit number is pretty exciting. We have $9,636 raised so far.
Ooh.
So we need less than $400 to round the day out at $10,000.
Well, it's like $370 or something like that.
$364.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, somebody just donate $364.
Go ahead.
Do it.
You.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where's my wallet?
Take it out of your wife's.
Yeah, out of her allowance.
Allowance. We're raising money, of course, for the Lutheran education for area kids. And, just got another $25, so subtract that. I really am excited to get as close as we can to $15,000. If we come up just short, then Ryan doesn't have to cut my hair, which mm-hmm. will be something to behold.
How about if we come up just short, I'll do 3/4 of an inch.
No, that's not how we're going to do it.
Okay.
We have made a deal. If we get to $15,000 by the end of the show tomorrow, which means we're going to have to raise just over $5,000 in a day. So we're going to need, we've had people donate $1,000 already. We're going to need a few of those potentially to make this happen. But if we get to $15,000, there is a $10,000 match waiting for us at that mark. And then we'll have a $25,000 scholarship endowed that will benefit and bless local kids and their ability to access Lutheran education. So happy School Choice Week to you. The YouTube live chat poll, I want to talk real quick before we discuss our favorite shirts that we wore today, is who were you in high school? I only get four options. So I have cool, nerd, shy / loner, and clown. Ryan, who were you in high school?
I don't think it's a surprise to anybody that between cool, nerd, shy, loner, and clown, I was shy. Just kidding.
I was busy trying to do something else.
And that is how I indicate that I was a clown. I haven't changed a whole lot. I have not grown as a person, is what I'm saying. And I actually lobbied. So my graduating class was about 450 people. And it was between me and one guy. We were both going for class clown. And we actually kind of like ran for
it. Was that your like title?
Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
You got class clown?
Yeah. And then he and I ended up writing stand-up together later, which is kind of cool. But yeah.
Just in a constant effort to overcome the other one and being the best clown?
I'm not really sure why we wrote stand-up together. We clearly weren't successful.
Look, you're a professional funny man.
That's true, but he's not.
I don't know where you perform, but yeah, you do okay for yourself.
It's certainly not here.
Do you think that people truly, like what percentage of people thought you were funny and what percentage of people thought you were annoying?
100% of the people that I was around, I assumed thought I was funny.
There's a lot in there.
So
what about
I think
your
that
teachers?
Probably answers your
Did
question.
Did you have any teachers who just didn't appreciate your humor?
Oh my gosh, yeah. But the ones, you know what's funny though? The ones that did, we really had great classes. Like it takes that person who's willing to let go of the reins of the class a little bit and not lose control of it, but still allow mm-hmm. there to be creativity. Yeah. And I had some really good teachers that were good about that. The ones who were like running a real tight ship, I don't think they liked me very much.
Another donation came in at lisastl.org/Annie. Lisa with an E, lesastl.org/Annie. And it came in from Mary, and it says, my Lutheran parish is blessed to have an elementary school attached to it, and I so wish my grandchildren could have attended all 8 years there, hoping my small contribution here will bless another grandparent who would love to have his or her grandchild receive a Christ-centered, excellent classic education in one of the local Lutheran schools. Thank you for doing this, Annie. P.S. I love your show, and I listen to it every day. So much good common sense perspective. Thank you.
That never gets old. No. When somebody says they enjoy the show, listen every day, or just whatever. It's nice. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mary, for that donation. And very, very apropos comment on Lutheran education. That's something that I know that people who are connected to it want other people to know the secret that is Lutheran education. We're just trying to not make it a secret anymore. LisaSTL.org/Annie. Brad, cool, nerd, shy loner, or clown? Shy and loner are kind of like outwardly the same thing, but not the same thing.
Yeah, I was the shy loner category, and I would say I would lean more shy and less loner. Wasn't that
nerd?
Wasn't that cool? No, shy. Not nerd, but I didn't, you know, I had a very small group of friends. I wasn't very outgoing. I wasn't standoffish, but I just was kind of shy.
I'll let you guys guess what I would vote myself as. Brad, what do you think I was?
What you would vote yourself as? Because I don't think what you would vote yourself as and what you actually were the same thing.
Okay. Ooh. Well, you can explain that.
Ooh, okay.
I think that you would have voted yourself as shy because I think that you are an introvert and that is your nature.
Agreed.
But I also think that your classmates liked you and you would have been considered cool.
Ethan, what do you think?
No.
Define cool.
Oh, no.
Define
I think
cool.
You'd say you were shy, but you were actually pretty cool.
Why are you saying oh no to that?
Because I don't like it.
Well, it's
like
not your turn yet.
Sport athlete.
You hush. Four.
Four.
Ethan, what do you think? How would I vote? Or do you just second one?
I mean, I was shaking my head the entire time that Brad was talking. I think that you would say that you were shy because you were modest and you are respectable, but I think that you probably...
Were you vomiting over there? But Ryan turns to the side and goes...
Oh, man, that was rough. I think I can get through the next 3 minutes, but it is not going to be easy.
All right, Ryan.
I think you're a nerd and you voted dork.
It's not an option. It's not an option, Ryan.
Ryan was a bully.
Ryan.
That wasn't on here.
Ryan, it's not an option.
That's what I would have picked, though.
You definitely would vote for yourself having been shy/loner, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Without a doubt.
We're all right.
Yes. Yeah.
But you think I was shy/loner?
I'm just stopping there, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Nothing,
I'm not going further.
Nothing to add. Totally. Nope. Totally shy/loner.
Which is funny because you're not really shy, but you are like in social situations, you're not going to be the one who just walks into a room and gets attention either.
Kind of shy.
I would rather speak on a stage to 20,000 people than walk into a room with 20 people that I have to make small conversation with over and over and over again. I can do it, and I don't mind doing it, but I prefer the stage and my couch.
If Ryan ends
she
up
wants
cutting,
the spotlight,
if,
is what she's
if
saying.
You end up cutting her hair tomorrow, all eyes will be on her everywhere that she goes.
My yeah. favorite shirt I'm wearing right now is a white quarter zip, and it's my Disney Vacation Club shirt. It's my favorite thing that my family and I have decided to invest in for memories that we create with my family. And I have also decided quietly as a New Year's resolution to stop being ashamed of liking Disney. And if when I talk about it, I talk about it. And if you don't like that and that's why you stop listening to the show, then I don't think you've really ever understood who I am and what I stand for to begin with. But I love the sweater, this quarter zip. And Ethan, you told me this wasn't a shirt.
It's not a shirt.
It's a shirt.
It's a jacket.
It's
which
not
is
a
not
jacket.
Defined
I'm not
as
wearing
a shirt.
Anything under it.
It's a quarter. Okay. That doesn't mean that it's not a jacket. It means you're just not wearing a shirt on under it. That's a quarter zip jacket.
It's a shirt. It counts as a shirt.
Thank you. Your favorite shirt, Ryan?
My favorite shirt I'm wearing right now. I didn't know this was happening, but I like it.
You always count on Ryan to lean in. You want to talk about it? He's going to dance.
Nope.
We're running out of time.
It says Patriot AF. Because I am part of the Annie Fry Show. AF Annie Fry.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
Patriot,
all it means.
That's all it means. And it's a pretty nice design.
Ethan, real quick, your favorite shirt?
I'm wearing my favorite shirt from Ron John right now. On the back, there's an astronaut holding an American flag on the moon.
My favorite shirt.
Whoa!
Oh, my God!
He just ripped his shirt off. He's wearing a Hulkamania tank top.
Did you know that was coming?
No, I didn't know that was coming.
I didn't know that was happening.
Almost. just didn't get to it.
What the heck?
Forget it. Who were you in high school, Brad? You were cool.
What's the results back now?
30% cool, 15% nerd, 44% shy loner, high fives all around, 11% clown. Ethan, sorry I took that from you, but
it's whatever.
I'll come back tomorrow. $15,000, LisaSTL.org/Annie. Help me out, folks. I'm not a man.